I don't see this fella Obama doing nothing special. Nothing that hasn't been done by the hoods and the thugs since time began. Look, I've taken over an awful lot of neighborhoods in New York, and for that matter, in Sicily when I was younger. And you use the same techniques, and Chicago's no different. They just got a lot more violent thugs like Obama. What it is, you go out and tell the neighborhood, and in Obama's case, the whole frickin' country, that you care about the poor people, and you make promises, promises that you have no intention of keeping. You give them trinkets. You talk about giving them all kinds of shiny objects and free things, and they love you because they look at you like you're a savior. They don't care that you're a hoodlum. Now, here's the rub. When you tell all the people you're gonna help them, all the poor people, that you're in it for them, but at the end of the day, you surround yourself with the money, the fine cigars, and in Obama's case, all of the NBA stars and the rappers and the big dollars and the expensive dinners. You don't see him giving none of that to the poor people. But the poor people, they're all enamored, and they look at this guy with their glazed eyes, because when he speaks, he casts a spell on them. A spell that they can't break because of their own frickin' pride. They know that they supported the devil, and they still hold on to some kind of hope that the devil's gonna come true with all of these broken promises. But they know, deep in their greedy little poor bastard hearts, that they've been sold down the river by a guy who knows nothing and cares less about the poor people. Capisce?